Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. Well, coming up this Saturday, folks from all over the world and here in Duluth also will be uniting to March Against Monsanto. And the event organizer is Abby Splitstozer, and she joins us this morning in the studios. Hi, Abby. Nice to have you here.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, did you tap into the bigger idea of the bigger March Against Monsanto and said, hey, we ought to be having something like that here in the Twin Ports also. Is that right?
Yes, I really think this area and this community is really big in supporting their local farmers and getting involved in sustainable agriculture. And those are some other things that we're really looking to promote through doing the march on Saturday.
What is the concern? What's the beef with Monsanto that folks are marching internationally on Saturday?
Well, there's a lot of things. I could probably list them forever. But one of the biggest concerns is Monsanto's Roundup Ready seed. It is a seed that is grown. It's developed in a lab, and it has pesticide already in it. So when they grow it, it requires less pesticide to be sprayed on it. But then it's growing with pesticide inside of it. And so that's one of their biggest concerns. They have a patent on those seeds, and there's a lot of controversy regarding that.
So what kind of a seed is it? Is it something people are going to eat?
Yes. Monsanto owns like 90% of the corn market in the United States, and all of the food that they sell is from seeds like this, similar to this, that have the pesticide in them.
If permit me to be a little bit cynical, when there is a big company with big money to be made, it seems that those big companies in this day and age get their way. They have the money to pay the people they need to pay. They have the money to get the press they need to get. And is a march like this going to do any good? What kind of an effect do you hope it'll have here in the Northland? Obviously, Monsanto is not going to do a news conference cap in hand and say, we've been wrong all this time and we're going to start doing things differently. So what are you hoping to accomplish?
Yeah, I definitely agree. They're not just going to hang up their hats and say, oh, I guess we'll just give up. I think one of the most important things is that in our community, we realize that we have the numbers to make the change ourselves. We all have the power to choose what we're purchasing, choose to inform ourselves about what we're eating, where it's coming from. And really, we don't need the owners of Monsanto to tell us to stop buying their products. We can just stop buying them ourselves and in that way make the change ourselves. So
one of the things that's going to help that, though, has to do with better labeling. And mm-hmm. that's part of what the March Against Monsanto wants to accomplish is say, what's the situation now with labeling of genetically modified ingredients? I think you have to do that with milk. Isn't that right?
I'm not 100% sure what all is within what needs to be labeled currently. But there's actually proposed legislature to make it against the law to make companies label GMOs. And this is getting funded heavily by Monsanto and their supporters. And I think that's another thing people really need to be aware of is that, you know, not everything we eat is labeled with everything that's in it. So we need to kind of go back, trace back, where did this come from, what company, and kind of go from there and figure it out.
So you grab your box of breakfast cereal and you discover that there's wheat made with pesticides in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there it is in your breakfast cereal. But at least it's written right there in black and white and you can read it for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, if you still want to purchase it after you know what it's being made with, I guess nobody can really stop you from doing that. But I think it's most important that people are informing themselves and making those informed decisions rather than being in the dark about it.
You're right. And there is obviously quite a bit that can be done right here on a local level to not necessarily force change in Monsanto, but to, as you say, change our own behaviors.
Yep,
and create
exactly.
markets for other kinds of products.
Mm-hmm.
So if folks want to attend the march or take part in it, there is going to be speakers and kids' activities and all kinds of stuff. It's at the intersection of Lake Avenue and Superior Street on Saturday. And what time is everybody going to start showing up?
We'll start having live music around 10 in the morning. And we'll have events and activities going on until 4. And if you want to participate in the march itself, that's going to be at noon.
Okay, fantastic. Abby, thank you so much for joining us this
morning. Thank you very much.
Abby Splitstozer is the organizer of the Duluth March Against Monsanto on Saturday. People from all over the world will be uniting on Saturday to march against Monsanto, and we'll have a link set up on our website so that you can find more information about that event. Green Visions on KUMD is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.